America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, we're trying to call this nation, we're trying to call our churches, our preachers, our people back to revival, our young people. My friend, you know, I'm glad today that I'm not a recovering fundamentalist. I'm a fundamental, Bible-believing, independent Baptist preacher that loves God, saved by grace, believes the King James Bible, loves the Lord, love you. Amen. And I'm glad that the things that I was preaching 40 years ago, I still embrace today. The doctrines that I embraced then, I embrace now. And I trust that you will be called to revival and get in tune with God. We need some people. We need to quit talking so much about what happened in Moody's day and Sunday's day and even in Percy Ray's day and get it in our day. And you say, well, preacher, we can't have that. But listen, the devil has given us a lot of excuses. But I think we can. We can have an element of revival, somewhat of a revival. You know, we shouldn't just sit around waiting on the rapture of the church, holding down the fort. Now, I believe we ought to be looking for the Lord to come. Absolutely. But we got to be careful that we go on. Father, will you bless the message today in Jesus' name? Amen. What is revival? We're looking at the word live. Let's go back to the message at this time. There was a man. And this man did some, I was pastoring a church, and I'm not saying where it was. I pastored several churches. But this man did some horrible things to the church. This man did some horrible things to me personally. And this man was wrong in what he did. And, you know, the man never would apologize. He never said, I'm sorry. He never did. But years later, I saw the man after this thing had happened, a year or two later. And I just wanted to be clear in my heart. I you know, I didn't feel like I owed the man an apology, but I wanted to be clear about it. I said to him, sir, I'm sorry. And he looked at me. He never did say, I'm sorry. He said, thank you, I needed that. No, he didn't need that. He needed to come clean for what he had done. Let me tell you, you'll never be clean until you come clean. If you've committed adultery on your wife, you'll never be clean till you come clean. If you've committed adultery on your husband, you'll never be clean till you come clean. If you've stole money from the church, you'll never be clean until you come clean. My friend, if you have done some immoral deed, you'll never be clean until you come clean. And some things you come clean with God. Things done publicly, you need to come clean publicly. Amen. I mean, you got to come clean with God. And you see, that's why we don't want revival, because it requires confessing. I never did like to get clean when I was a little boy. My mama would grab me, take an old wash rag, and wash me by the ears. I never did like for her to wash behind my ears. I was like, well, that make me so mad. Boy, I tell you what, it makes us Baptists mad when we think about we're going to have to get in there and go to confessing. It makes us Baptists mad. I want to say something to you husbands. You are not right in your marriage all the time, and you need to say, I'm sorry sometimes. I want to say something to you wives. You are not right all the time in your marriage, and you need to say, I'm sorry sometimes. Amen. I want to say to you people in the church, you're not right all the time, and sometimes you need to tell the pastor, I'm sorry. I want to say something to you preachers. You're not right all the time. I'm not right all the time. And sometimes we need to say, I'm sorry. You're showing that preacher, if I say I'm sorry, they'll think I'm weak. Sir, you have a bad case of pride. You need to go to Dr. Jesus and let him cut that out. I'm telling you, if we'd get our heart right, we'd have revival in 6 weeks. We wouldn't have to wait till the next election and wait on some man. My hope is...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.